Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After the muddle of the Iowa caucuses and last week's New Hampshire presidential primary, which saw only the long-shot candidates winnowed from the Democratic field, there's renewed debate about whether these two states deserve to continue to lead off the presidential selection process. Their questions fueled further by the fact that New Hampshire and Iowa lack the population diversity of the rest of America.
Hello, New Hampshire!
We love you, New Hampshire!
New Hampshire, they did a good job.
By the motto, live free or die, you made up your own mind.
Let's transform America!
That's Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, and Bernie Sanders, the top candidates out of Iowa and New Hampshire. Male, female, young and old, but all of them white. So, even before the next presidential contests in more diverse Nevada and South Carolina, all the black and Latino candidates have dropped out of what was a historically diverse field.
I think what's clear is that the Democratic Party needs to put an end to the Iowa-New Hampshire sequence of first in the nation because it's so not representative.
That's Bina Venkatraman, editorial page editor for the Boston Globe. The Globe editorial board opted not to endorse any candidate ahead of the New Hampshire primary and is calling for a rotating cast of more diverse states to vote first, such as Rhode Island or Illinois, and for several states to vote simultaneously on that first primary day.
The median age of the country is much lower than the median age in New Hampshire, which is 43.1. It's true also if you look across racial demographics. So the country has about triple the percentage of Latinos that New Hampshire and Iowa have.
So how likely is it that first in the nation, Iowa and New Hampshire, which have gone first for decades, could actually lose that status?
You have a lot of dissatisfaction in the Democratic Party in terms of how this nomination process works.
That is Karthik Ramakrishnan, professor of political science and public policy at the University of California, Riverside.
I think there's going to be tremendous pressure within the Democratic Party to try to change that.
But even with that pressure, Nyambi Carter, professor of political science at Howard University in Washington, D.C., is doubtful the primary system will change in 4 years.
The Democratic Party has had signs for a very long time that Iowa, New Hampshire perhaps shouldn't be first in the nation, yet instead of changing it, they simply allowed Nevada and South Carolina to go earlier. I think it's just a sort of little band-aid on what is becoming a larger issue about representation in the party.
Change is also an issue complicated by state law. Iowa law dictates Iowa must be the first in the nation caucus state. New Hampshire law says it must hold the first primary. Yet Carter says it is perfectly within the party's power to devalue or not recognize New Hampshire or Iowa's convention delegates if the states choose not to go along with a fresh primary schedule.
We know rule changes can happen. They happen all the time. It's just a matter of whether they have the political will.
But others see no reason to change things. Ray Buckley, chair of the New Hampshire Democratic Party, argues the entire country is represented by the early voting states.
Well, this is the fourth cycle that we've had four early states, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. We've had a 100-year tradition here in New Hampshire of having the primary, and I believe that we do it very well.
But even as Buckley defends New Hampshire, among some New Hampshire voters, you can sense the political wind is changing. For the past year, we spoke with New Hampshire voters Al Cantor of Concord, New Hampshire, and Elizabeth Sides of Hopkinton, New Hampshire, to listen in and hear them out as they decided who to vote for. But then, at the end, they surprised us by saying this.
This is blasphemy to my friends up here, and I may regret this, but if the New Hampshire primary faded away and the responsibilities were rotated among other small states, I would support it because I think it may get us a better and more representative candidate.
I agree with Al 100%. New Hampshire is not representative, and I think if we rotate, that's a good thing for the country, actually.
Will the system change? Will New Hampshire and Iowa lose their first-in-the-nation status? Maybe, if Donald Trump wins re-election and Democrats blame the early voting states. But if the Iowa and New Hampshire leaders, Bernie Sanders or Pete Buttigieg, are nominated by Democrats and win the White House, maybe not. This story was produced by WBUR's Wilder Fleming.